Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of screens and tech. Ever feel like you're just reacting to life instead of truly living it? Like you're constantly on autopilot scrolling, clicking, and liking, but not really feeling anything? Well, you're not alone. We're all bombarded with digital distractions these days, making it harder than ever to connect with ourselves and understand what truly matters. But guess what? There's a powerful antidote to this digital overload, and it doesn't involve deleting your social media accounts, though. Let's be honest, sometimes it feels tempting. I'm talking about self-reflection and journaling. Yep, those old-school techniques are actually super effective in helping us break free from the dopamine loops of our devices and build genuine self-awareness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go with another find yourself cliché, hear me out. Self-reflection isn't about becoming a mystical guru or writing flowery prose every day. It's about taking time to check in with yourself, your thoughts, feelings, motivations, even those little nagging doubts. Think of it like tuning up your internal GPS so you can actually reach your destination, which is, of course, living a more fulfilling and intentional life. And journaling? That's just the magic tool that helps you make sense of all those jumbled thoughts and emotions swirling around in your head. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your self-awareness journey. 1. Start small. You don't need to write a novel every day. Even 5 minutes of journaling can be incredibly powerful. Just start by jotting down 3 things you're grateful for or one thing that made you smile today. Small steps lead to big changes, remember. 2. Be honest with yourself. This is your safe space to express everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Don't censor yourself. Embrace those uncomfortable emotions. They often hold valuable clues about what's truly going on beneath the surface. 3. Ask yourself powerful questions. What am I avoiding? What makes me feel truly alive? What are my core values? These types of questions can unlock hidden insights and help you align your actions with your deepest desires. Think of it like a guided meditation for your soul. 4. Reflect on your triggers. We all have those pesky things that send us spiraling: a specific social media platform, a certain type of person, or even a particular time of day. Identify your personal triggers and develop strategies to manage them effectively. It's like learning the language of your own emotional landscape. 5. Practice gratitude. This one might sound cliche, but trust me on this. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your entire perspective and create a ripple effect of positivity in your life. Start a gratitude journal or simply take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional state. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy marketing executive who feels constantly overwhelmed by deadlines and emails. She's glued to her phone, scrolling through social media feeds and feeling increasingly disconnected from herself and the people around her. Sound familiar? One day, Sarah decides to try something different. She starts journaling for just 5 minutes each morning. At first, it's awkward. She doesn't know what to write. But slowly, things start to change. She begins to notice patterns in her thoughts and emotions, identifying triggers that lead to stress and anxiety. She starts feeling more aware of her needs and boundaries, setting aside time for self-care and activities that bring her joy. Sarah even realizes she's spending less time on social media because she's finally finding fulfillment offline. See? Journaling can be a powerful tool for transformation. So there you have it, 5 actionable insights to supercharge your journey towards self-awareness through journaling. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up authentically and creating space for honest reflection. Keep those journals flowing, my friends. And remember, the most important thing is to listen to yourself. Your inner voice has all the answers you seek. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and most importantly, keep shining your light. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little self-love and reflection. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, as reviews help us reach more or some people like you. Let's keep the conversation going on social media too. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and experiences.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.